This is Panther Preview, brought to you by the Gloria Food Store, 268 Rantoul Street in Belly, for the best in deli meats, deli platters, and calzones in the local area. It's the Gloria Food Store. Joining me once again, as he does every week, is Beverly Panther head coach Andrew Morenci. Coach, tough loss, opening day loss to Lynn English, 26-20. The comeback fell just a little short when English managed to get that third, fourth down and sixth pass completion. How were the kids feeling after that game?
Well, you know, we were originally very disappointed coming off that game. You know, we obviously had high expectations. We knew Lynn English was a tough team playing at their place. They were, you know, a team that we barely eked by last year. We knew they'd come out flying, and they did. And, you know, they came to play. We were very impressed in how their offensive line played. And defensively, in the beginning of the game, they were the bottle us up. I think that, in, you know, it's tough to find silver linings in every loss, but I think in this particular loss, we did show the ability to come back a little bit, being down 20-0. We, you know, to come back and outscore English for the second half was important. We also showed the ability to pass the ball, which is something we weren't quite too sure of. So these are some things we can build on, but we have a lot of work to do.
Broadcast the Bill and I did the classical Medford game. Classical had outstanding speed. Yep. And did not make the mistakes as they've made in years past to turn seemingly victories into defeats. Lynn English did the exact same thing on Saturday. They came out, as you said, flying, but that wasn't figurative. That was literally, they were just so fast,
yep,
both offensively and defensively. Did that surprise you?
Well, no, I think English and Classical, those are teams that, you know, we knew, you know, coming into the season, they had guys back. We played them both last year. Both of them were tough games because of their team's speed. So, you know, we're playing another pretty fast team this week. That's something as a program you have to be ready for and you have to prepare for. And, you know, off-season training in, you know, X's and O's and a strong practice week, these are all things that can help counteract against team speed. So these are things, the nature of the beast in the NEC, and these are things that we have to find a way to prepare for so we can be successful.
As I watched the first quarter and a half unfold, and I asked others up in the press box, you guys seemed a step slower than usual. Did you get that sense as well? Or was it just the overall speed of English was that much greater that you guys just didn't look as fast as you were?
Well, in the beginning of the game, for sure, we got off to a slow start. And you know, like I said before, you know, one of the things about getting behind is what are you going to do next? And I think one of the things you saw is when we settled down, we started to play Beverly football. And, you know, you take into consideration, we had a couple drives. One drive we didn't, you know, we got inside the red zone and we couldn't score. Another drive we got in the red zone and we fumbled. And so we would drive, you know, we felt like we were driving the ball, which is a positive. But in the end, you know, like you said, they came out with that fast start. And despite the fact that we were able to come back, it just wasn't enough. We have to learn to come out right out of the gates and match that intensity and speed.
What's been your key focus this week during practice?
Well, I think defensively we just have to get better. I think offensively we showed some signs and we showed some potential, but defensively I know we can do better. So I think it's finding our way defensively has been kind of the big focus all week long.
Okay, great. Coach, I know you're on the way to practice. Thanks for everything. Talk to you after the game.
Awesome. I appreciate it, bud. Thank you very much.
Okay, that's been Andrew Morenci, head coach of the Beverly Panthers, with this week's Panther Preview, brought to you by the Gloria Food Store, 268 Rantoul Street in Beverly.
Gloria Food Store is still Beverly's number one deli, and no matter what New England weather is thrown at us, Gloria is open. With fresh bread delivered from Sunray Bakery every morning, Gloria can provide party platters, calzones, hot trays, cold trays, salad trays, and finger sandwiches for whatever you have planned. Call in your order at 978-922-3613, stop in at 268 Rantoul Street, or visit GloriaFoodStore.com.